Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What a newsy little day this has become. We just had Ben Volin on from the Boston Globe, covers the Patriots. As it turned out, he was down in Tampa Bay on assignment to do a Brady piece, and Brady wasn't there. He couldn't find Brady. Maybe it was because of Ben Volin. I don't know. But all of a sudden, Brady now, Buccaneers have said, will be out for a week and a half to tend to personal matters, have some people thinking he might be rethinking this whole deal. And then locally, Mike Tomlin speaks with reporters and says that Trubisky will start, followed by Rudolph, followed by Pickett. But the big news here, Ron, in local football, I think, is a photo that was taken yesterday, and I've compared it to the famous Y.A. Tittle photo. I think it's going to be bigger in football annals. It's Mark Cabali on the back of a golf cart. Was this at the moment that you were about to fall out, or how do you account for the face you're making on the golf cart, Dr. Cabali?
Boy, Joe, Ron, I'm going to really burst your bubble here because I'm claiming fake news on Josh Roundtree's tweet there. He presented it in a way it did not happen. Let me explain to you so we can get that out to the masses.
Please.
Here. I was asking for Jerry Olsavsky for like 5-6 days. I couldn't get him. Finally, they're like, he'll talk today, but he has something to do. Okay, wait around. Then they're like, oh, he got to talk right now, but he has to do it by the locker room. I said, well, you know, it's going to take me a while to get up there. They're like, we'll drive you on the cart. I go sit on the cart. I see Roundtree laughing at me, trying to take a picture, and I make a goofy face like that. They press the golf cart, and I go. There was no falling off. There was no, not even close to falling off. I just saw him and made a goofy face. So,
Ron, you believe this account or no?
I believe everything Mark says, although I don't think you have to make a goofy face to be goofy. You know what I mean?
True, but he presented it in the wrong way. What kind of guys are you employing there, Joe? I mean, Roundtree is sitting right next to me over here, and I'm like, fake news.
Yeah, I'm a little bit ashamed of him for this now. Well, let's get to the news, the other news here. Maybe less important, but I still think people want to know. The quarterbacks, and it sounds like Trubisky for a quarter or so. Rudolph will get the bulk of the work on the night, maybe two quarters, and Pickett in the fourth. Is that what you heard?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much determined yesterday. If you've been around as long as I have, you notice trends, and trends what Mike Tomlin does is he runs that two-minute drill on one of the final practices of the week, and who participates in that final drill will tell you who's going to play at the end of the second quarter or the end of the game, and it was Mason and Pickett yesterday. But I think the bigger thing is, guys, is – I mean, he's giving you a little bit more of a deeper dive by saying Mitch will play a couple series. That's pretty much what they do with the starters. You know, a Ben game three, let's get these starters out here for a couple periods because we don't want to get him injured. That's more of, I think, a reaffirmation that we all know right now that Mitch Trubisky is going to be hard to lose this job right now, and they view him as the legit number one at this point, and they're treating Saturday's game that way.
I don't think that's a surprise, Mark, and I know you don't either. What about number two? Does Mason have a chance to be the number two quarterback?
I think he does. There's a lot that goes into this. It's going to be more preseason games. It's going to be where Kenny Pickett is come September 1st, and it's going to be what kind of offer they could potentially get for Mason Rudolph. So it's not black and white, so to speak, that, you know, one guy's in, one guy's out. But I think they keep Mason Rudolph around. I mean, he's a guy that's pretty cheap for what he can provide them. And who knows how poorly Mitch is, not poorly, how uneven he's been here at camp. And maybe Pickett's not ready. They might not. They may feel a little bit better, you know, a week two, week three Mason than a week three Kenny Pickett. A lot of that's yet to be determined. But I don't see much upside in getting rid of Rudolph. I mean, we're talking about a six-round pick at the best. What's more important right now, a six-round pick or not having a Duck Hodges potential, a great defense, and no quarterback like they did in 2019? So in my opinion, unless they get a great offer, Pickett's, you know, jumped up a lot in what he's been able to show them, then there's a chance. But I would keep Mason. I think they will.
What about costing Pickett second-team reps all year? How does he develop if he's not the second-team guy?
And the funny thing is that's exactly what happened to Mason Rudolph 5 years ago or 4 years ago. If you recall, they put Dobbs at number two, which pushed Mason to three, which wiped out that whole rookie year of reps. He barely got on the field in practice, and it obviously stunted his growth. So that's a very good question. You have to continue to push Kenny Pickett forward and develop him even if you keep three guys, because you don't want to stunt his growth here next year. That's a very sensitive topic that you have to take into account. But if they don't feel that he's ready to jump in game, then maybe they have no other choice but to do that. But they're going to have to do something. Maybe that's why they have a second quarterback coach. They got two quarterback coaches compared to Mason's none 4 years ago. Will help him along. But you have to prepare for the game. You got to prepare the backup, but you got to keep Kenny Pickett in mind of he needs to develop, because he's probably going to be your starting quarterback next year.
Every quarterback gets their own coach. Let me ask you this. All factors considered, the competition they've been playing in camp, you know, some guys going against second team most of the time, whatever. Everything you've seen, seven shots, practice, drills, competition factored in, rank them 1 through 3, these quarterbacks, on who's having the best camp.
Well, Mason 1, probably Trubisky 2, and Pickett 3 right now. Mason's just been consistent. He's been consistent in everything. Now, consistent in practice and consistent in games are two different things. Let's see when he goes out there Saturday. But, I mean, I haven't seen many flaws from Mason. I mean, he's had some quarterback-center exchange problems, but that was obviously the center's problems. He's making reads. He's not turning the ball over in the red zone. He's making some deep throws. But those other guys are doing that too. But then you see some points where it's like, wow, why did he make this throw? Wow, that's a terrible set of plays. A bunch of reps are terrible there. Kenny Pickett's throwing the ball well on the run, but all of a sudden he just threw in the triple coverage. I haven't seen a lot of that from Mason in practice, which you would think he would be ahead of the other guys right now, but I think he is a hefty step ahead of the other guys in how they perform so far in camp. But I don't know if that's going to make a difference or not. I mean, he has to do it in the game, even if it is preseason, even against, you know, bad Seattle team. So that's where I see it at right now. People might call me crazy. If this was, put it this way, if Mitch Trubisky wasn't a free agent signed quarterback, $15 million, and Kenny Pickett wasn't a first-round pick, if all these guys came in blank slates right now, Mason Rudolph would be starting week one.
Mm. Wow, that is very interesting. Mark, on another position, this left guard, we were talking Dulac, I guess, has said that it's going to be Kendrick Green. Whatever happened to Dotson? I think that's a major disappointment. I know he's been injured. He came in maybe out of shape last year. His first year, 2 years ago, I thought he was pretty good.
I still think he's pretty good. And I know Dulac wrote that, and this is where we might differ a little bit. And I like debating things like this, but I think Dotson might still have that upper edge, man. The problem is right now is this will now be three consecutive camps he's got hurt. I think he rolled up his ankle the other day, and he might not play on on Saturday, and you only get so many of those passes before they're done with you, you know. It all depends on what they were looking for at that guard. I think historically they want that left guard to be a big, bulking, bruising, pushing guys off the ball. But with this Canada offense, and it moves so much, maybe Kendrick Green is more of a guy that they like because he is a little bit quicker. But I'm still a big Dotson fan. I think when he's right, he's healthy, he provides something that they haven't had for a while. So I'm not quite ready to write off Dotson yet, to be honest with you, because I see Kendrick Green also getting pushed around playing guard. And if you know, you're playing any 4-3 teams.
No.
Big defensive tackles.
That was my question on him, Ron. It's the same guys he's playing. Ron?
There's no doubt. I mean, they're still going to push him back, but my feeling about Kendrick Green is maybe getting away from center. He won't, you know, can free his mind a little bit instead of making calls and getting everybody lined up correctly. Maybe he just has to worry about his own self, Mark.
Yeah, he could. I mean, that's a tough position to switch to if you don't play a lot, especially when you get some of those bigger guys that are right in your face and they realize that you can manhandle them. So that could be an issue as well. But, you know, I don't know. Kendrick, I like what he can do. I think he's bigger than what you might think he is, what he listed at or what he looks at. He plays bigger. I think he needs to get a little bit stronger. But remember what Dotson did that rookie year and even last year when he was out there before he hurt his foot again. I think that guy is a different level. Big. I mean, there's not a guy more powerful than him on this team. He got a huge upper body. He's going to push people around. So, and you have to wonder about game day too. I mean, Kendrick Green said he didn't like to play center. Then the next day he changed his mind. You know why? Because they're not going to dress a guy who can't be position flexible on game day. He's thinking, oh, geez, I just wrote myself out of game days because I say I don't like to play center. So I thought that was an interesting point, too. But I like Dotson, man. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt right now.
I told Ron I would move on from quarterbacks, but that was before you said a mouthful there, that if these guys came in with clean slates, you think Mason would be the choice. So let me ask you this in relation to that. How do you account for the fact that he hasn't had to go against what could be a very good first-team defense? I mean, doesn't that skew it a lot?
No, you know, they as Thomas said today, that bleeds in a little bit. You'll see some reps where he's out there and the defense stays on for an extra play or two. So that's not exclusively to the fact that he's not going against one corner. He might not be going against T.J. Watt all the time on his two snaps per game, per practice, you know, where he just blows things up. But for the most part, you'll see some of that stuff bleeding over, especially in seven shots drill. And on the flip side of that too, I mean, he's not working with George Pickens either for the most part, other than yesterday in the seven shots drill. He's not working with DJ. So I think it all balances out a little bit, but that's why he's probably going to get a lot of snaps Saturday against the Seahawks, probably a lot of snaps against Jacksonville, just to see what he can do in a situation where you have varsity level defenses going against him.
Speaking of that, is anybody important not going to play? Like, is Watt going to play a full quarter? Hayward? Is Ogunjobi going to play? Who's sitting out?
I think all those guys won't play, to be honest with you. I don't think Minka will play. I don't think Hayward, Watt, Deontay, maybe not even Freiermuth. I mean, some of those guys are banged up. Even if they have a little nick, I don't think they'll play at all. I mean, Watt, we criticized Watt last year for holding in. He's not much doing more than holding in this year as well, because he's not getting a ton of snaps and he doesn't need it. Because every time he goes out there, he just disrupts everything. So I don't think he needs it. I think where you look at where the guys that need it and they're looking at those inside linebackers, see what they can do. And the biggest question mark still, guys, is those cornerbacks. I'm not sold on any of them quite yet. And in this 2 weeks of practice, I'm even less sold on them right now. So they're going to have to create pressure to help those guys out, because those guys aren't having the best of camps.
How about the running back? Is Najee going to play a little bit, would you think, or probably not?
Nah.
I mean, how has Benny Snell looked? And this kid, what is it, Warren? Is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah, Najee ain't going to play. He's just running a little bit now. He hasn't practiced in 10 days or 8 days or whatever it was. Snell left with a knee wrap the other day, so depending on how severe that is. But I would expect him to play. It's going to be mostly Jaylen Warren and potentially Mateo Durant and some of these other guys you've never heard of before. So I definitely don't expect Najee to play. I mean, once again, what benefit do you get out of that? He's a guy that, you know, you give him two series in week two or week three and say we're good. So you're going to have to pull out the roster and go down the roster and say, who's 21? Who's 33? What's his name now, 33? What's his name from Ohio State? Master Teague. You're going to have to look up Master Teague and see what he's doing, who is pretty, you know, I think I could beat him in the race right now. But those are the guys who are going to be playing Saturday.
Not after looking at you on that card. I don't think you're going to beat him in any kind of race.
I don't know, man. Huh? That tells you how fast Master Teague looks out there.
Only guy you could beat now in a race is Ben, and I don't even know about that. He's fresh right now. That'd be a hell of a race.
I think I could handle Gardnick.
Maybe.
I think I could take him.
Thank you, Mark. That was great stuff.
See you, Mark.
All right, see you guys.
There he goes.
That was the best thing. He was most interesting when he said if they all came in with blank slates,
yeah,
Rudolph clearly would be the starter.
How about that? Huh?
Clearly would be. But they don't have blank slates. You know, they sign one as a free agent. One's a number one pick. But he just say, based on this camp,
yeah,
wow.
But
I
still can't separate, even though he says sometimes one, you know, rep will bleed into
another.
I'm sorry if you're going against when TJ Watt is out there, when Minka's out there. The first team defense, it's just different.
They haven't been out there very much. Minka's only practiced a couple days.
And well, eight of them have. I mean, there's a difference between.
TJ's not done much more than hold in again.
Well, there's been a couple days where he's been very disruptive. You're still getting the first team corners.
Right.
There's a difference between going against the starters
right.
and the backups, I think.
Right. You're right.
But then again, what he said, you have the starters with you, too, on offense. Of course, those guys have been out a lot, too. I don't know, man. Let's talk about that. Let's hear what Tomlin said. Let's just play Tomlin next, and Ron or I can raise a hand and interrupt. May we do that, Falsey?
Absolutely.
And editorialize?
Yes.
Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Mike Tomlin, everything he had to say coming up next about Saturday's game and maybe some general Steeler issues like the health of Kevin Dotson. And
you know what
like
else?
That.
What else, Joe? This Tom Brady story fascinates me.
Yeah, it does.
It fascinates me. Out for 10 days, not going to be around the team.
What's it mean?
That's very
Let's
much
talk
un-
about
Brady-like,
that.
Isn't it?
Very, very. He usually lives for this time of year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.